You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, you know the way to my heart.
I know. I saw your eyes light up.
All you gotta do is put on the Brothers Johnson, and I am, oh.
Please don't moan like that when this song is on.
Listen, let me tell you something. I was just 3 minutes ago. I was writing a little piece for the Mindbender Club mailer that's going out today, and Jeremy was talking about how people like you, because you're an extremely nostalgic guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are.
I do.
And they found that people who are really nostalgic maybe have a better coping mechanism for tough times.
Because you're thinking of the good times. You look back at pictures or your toys or schoolwork. And
yeah, it says that the people who are more nostalgic for the good old days during tough times are more likely to be optimistic about the future than people who aren't.
Sure.
So, I get nostalgic when I hear this song. This is from my teenage years.
Your youth.
Yeah, so thank you for playing that.
You're welcome.
And now let's get into someone's problem.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
So if somebody wanted to reach out, Jer, what are the couple ways they can do that?
It's like so simple. Just go to mix100.com, click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top, and you can find us there. Or make your way over to the social. We're on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
This comes from Jillian. And this is kind of interesting. And it's not like we haven't talked about this in years gone by. But I think this is a good year for her to bring this up. Jillian says, hi, boys. I asked my husband what he thought about us doing a very non-traditional Thanksgiving this year. Instead of the usual turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes, I'd like for us to do something fun and quirky, like a taco bar. See, now you're starting to sound like I did when I heard that song. She writes, I explained to him how I could do a huge build-your-own taco bar with all sorts of toppings and sides, great beans and rice, lots of guac and sour cream and other good stuff. Then I'd try making homemade sopapillas to finish off the theme. She writes, my husband was shocked. He says it's unthinkable. And then she put in parentheses, that was his word. Oh. Unthinkable to do Thanksgiving with the family without doing the usual turkey and sides. She writes, in my opinion, this has already been a crazy year and nothing has been normal. So why not have a very unnormal Thanksgiving? I think it would be fun. She says, could you please do one of your five calls, says it all, and see what listeners think. Thanks so much. I love your show! Exclamation point. Jillian, we love you back.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, you're up first, buddy.
I love this idea. I'm a big fan of changing things up. I mean, I don't like being stuck in my ways too much when it comes to holiday food. I like experimenting and trying different things, and I think this taco bar thing is really good. Besides the mashed potatoes and mom's gravy, I have to have my mom's gravy.
What about every Halloween? You will not consider having anything except...
I'm so busted right now.
you're like, oh, I like to change things up.
Well, when it comes to like the two biggies, Thanksgiving and Christmas, like this year... Yeah. We're going to be trying like this mac and cheese dish for Thanksgiving that Knick Knack's trying to figure out, concoct.
Yeah, but are you going to something different? Are you going to throw out all of the traditional stuff and do like spaghetti?
Bottom line is, no, we're not going to have spaghetti. I want to get rid of the turkey, I think is the big part of it. I don't think they even had turkey at the first Thanksgiving. I could be wrong, but I Googled it a little bit ago.
What'd you find?
They had waterfowl, so duck, venison, lobster, clams, berries, fruit, pumpkin, and squash. This other story says turkeys were a possibility, but they were not a common food at that time. Pilgrims grew onions and herbs. So you're more likely to probably sit down with a slab of deer or something than a turkey. When did this whole turkey thing happen?
Mm-hmm.
We had to have turkey at Thanksgiving. I'm against it.
I'm like you. I mean, I don't like turkey anyway. I mean, if I didn't have turkey for the rest of my life in any form, I know, and for a lot of people, this is outrageous.
It just dries out. The only way I like making turkey is I get like a turkey breast and I throw it in the crock pot with liquid and it stays moist then. Mm. You know? But I don't think this is that crazy. I actually posted this on my Facebook earlier today. What kind of non-traditional food do you serve at Thanksgiving? Are you ditching the turkey? Dude, pouring in. And I love some of these. Like Allie says, they're doing enchiladas.
Yes.
Enchiladas. Annette.
I would come over for that.
Hells yes. Annette says crab legs and shrimp. Chris is making beef Wellingtons. Rose is making something called German cabbage rolls. I don't want to go to that Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'll pass on that one. No. Give me the enchiladas.
Or Marjorie. She says it's a tradition in my husband's family to have sauerkraut as a side dish on Thanksgiving. Yes. Yuck, Marjorie. You and Rose can get together and have fun.
But I see a lot of people are going to throw in a side dish.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh my God, we're so wild and crazy because we have turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and then a little side of sauerkraut. No offense. No offense, but I don't think that's being non-traditional. I think you're putting one little extra crayon in the box of 64.
That's true. That could be my mac and cheese falls into that, I think.
I'm saying throw away the whole box of crayons and instead color with blood.
Yum, 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 yum. Val's making corned beef instead of a turkey. Yeah, all right. This is a weird one. Chicken bombs.
What's that?
I wrote back. I said, what is that? Is it Marcia? She says, a chicken piece, usually a thigh, with jalapeno and Colby Jack wrapped inside. So okay. She's cramming jalapeno and Colby Jack inside of a piece of chicken. Then you wrap it in bacon and then cover it in barbecue sauce.
Oh, that's sure.
That sounds good.
Absolutely. Okay, now that's doing something completely different. I'm on board.
There ain't no turkey there, huh?
I'm on board.
And Kim says, we just eat black and green olives. You're in the olive camp. You love olives.
Dang right.
Celery sticks with cream cheese.
Okay. Why?
And then she said, and tequila.
Okay.
Why?
She redeemed herself.
Celery is the worst, isn't it?
Well, you know what that is. That's the camp of we must put something that's considered relatively healthy on the table.
Yes.
Where I say, yes, that's a good idea the other 364 days of the year.
It's one day.
One day.
Pig out.
There's not going to be one healthy thing that goes in my face on Thanksgiving Day.
Mm.
And we're not being traditional, I don't think. I know we're going to do like a honey-baked ham.
Yes.
And then maybe some other stuff.
But we've Yum.
I've had one of my favorite Thanksgivings ever was probably 13, 14, 15 years ago, something like that, where I was alone all day on Thanksgiving, which, by the way, is another interesting thing for people to experience.
Mm-hmm.
When you know the entire world, really, with some exceptions, but the entire world, mostly people, everyone's together with the people they love. And I remember spending a Thanksgiving alone all day.
Just sitting and there in your pilgrim costume.
I think I was busy
all
writing
alone.
Or doing something like that. But finally, about 8 o'clock, I got in touch with a friend who likewise had been alone all day. And we got together, and at 9 o'clock, we were out searching for Chinese food.
Oh, that's great.
And I remember she was, doing a thing online or something, and we were trying to find a place open at 9 o'clock on Thanksgiving night.
Not going to happen.
That's serving food.
You found the one Chinese food.
Right, other than fast food joints.
Yeah, you want to class it up a little bit.
Not even fast food joints were open. It was convenience stores that were open. You could go in and get a hot dog off the,
Even
roller.
Then, it would probably be only one hot dog you'd have to split.
That had been
else
there
is
since
in there.
The day before.
Yeah.
No, but we found a Chinese food restaurant that was open, and we got some takeout, and it was fantastic.
That sounds great. You got a story out of it. Yeah.
Got a story out of it. It was Chinese food at 9 o'clock on Thanksgiving night.
Give thanks.
Thank you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Are we opening up the phones?
I would love to if anyone wants to chat about this.
Well, here's the question for callers. It's purely a five call says it all about what Jillian is trying to do. Her husband says, no, you don't throw Thanksgiving into chaos just to do something different.
Nah.
And Jillian says, this has already been an unnormal year, so why do we need to do a normal Thanksgiving?
You're still doing the two big things of Thanksgiving. You're gathering and you're eating.
Thank you.
That's all it is.
She says she wants to do non-traditional Thanksgiving. And her husband is like, are you crazy? You don't blow up the Thanksgiving meal. She wants to do a taco bar.
Oh, I'm all for that. The Mexican food seems to be a theme. Julie wrote in on our Facebook. She says, my best Thanksgiving is when my family from Minnesota came over about 6 years ago. We had a Mexican theme. Enchiladas, tacos, etc., and margaritas, of course. Well, she said, we even got a piñata. The kids loved it. I still say it was the best Thanksgiving ever.
See?
The thing is, though, that they filled the piñata with turkey.
Live turkeys.
Showering down on the children.
Here's Deandra. Hey, Deandra. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think of Jillian's idea?
Well, I mean, I get wanting to switch things up, but I mean, Thanksgiving is for turkeys. So I'm going to say no taco bar. Maybe for Christmas. I don't think Christmas has a for sure turkey and ham. So I just don't think Thanksgiving is the right holiday.
You sound like my mom.
Does it make you uncomfortable, Deandra, to think about, you know, to think
turkey tacos?
So you just need turkey in some fashion. Like, even if they lay down a plate of turkey burgers, you'd be fine.
Yeah, like, I think it's okay to add in weird sides, like the sauerkraut or whatever. Like, I don't think that matters. But if you just take out all of Thanksgiving dinner in all, that just seems kind of crazy.
But the pilgrims didn't even have turkey, possibly.
Yeah.
They had deer.
The 1600s, it's been turkey.
Well, listen, you do you, Deandra, and if that is what, you know, brings you joy, then I'm glad you called us. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Listen, some people are just much more. It's a personality wiring is what it is, and there's not a right or a wrong, and that's what's I find fascinating. There's not a right answer or a wrong.
There's
answer.
Not.
It's whatever works for you. But it is interesting that some people are aghast at the idea of not doing traditional.
There is something, because you were talking about the nostalgia factor and how people hold on to nostalgia. There is something about, it's not eating the turkey for me, it's more of the smell. Because, you know, growing up, my parents were the ones that got up at like 3 a.m. and put it on slow and low all day. And when you would wake up in the morning at 8 o'clock or whatever, you would smell that turkey and you'd be like, this is going to be a good day. We're going to pig out. We're going to have family over. It just kind of makes you feel good. So
then you know what I say?
It's more
get
the smell.
Get a turkey candle. Get a turkey candle and call it good. Nikki, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Thank you. Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good.
What do you think about this, Nikki?
We are not doing traditional Thanksgiving this year either.
What are you doing?
We are doing a pasta bar. I'm going to have lasagna and linguine and spaghetti.
You're
and
a linguine.
Sauces.
Well, you got Dom's attention. He's a pasta freak.
What time should I be there? Should I be there at like noon or 1 or what time?
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Okay. Save me a table.
Yes, sir. You betcha.
Well, as long as there's no more than 6 people from 2 different households.
Oh, that's true. Let me ask you this. I mean, do you have 100% acceptance in your family with this? Or is there that one person who's like, I wish we were doing traditional?
No, we have the 100% acceptance because this year has been such a messed up year anyway. We just decided, let's do something different so it just feels different.
Yeah. Are you making...
Maybe we appreciate each other more.
Are you doing like homemade noodles too?
I am.
Oh my gosh.
Homemade noodles, homemade sauce. The sauce is coming from my garden.
Oh, hold on, I'm sweating.
Everything that's... And my sauce came out of my garden.
Oh, Nikki. Send us pictures of this when it's all said and done, okay?
Yeah,
when you got
that.
It ready. Send it to our Facebook.
We'll do that.
Please do.
Okay, absolutely. I will.
Thanks for calling us. Have a great holiday, okay?
You too. Be safe out there.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
So there you go. We put a couple calls on. One said you've got to do traditional. The other one says no. Pasta bar.
That sounds pretty damn good, doesn't it? Oh, I love
pasta. I sometimes wonder, everybody talks the talk, right? But what if you went to a place where on one side of the room, it was a buffet thing for you, and on one side of the room was turkey, and on the other side was a pasta bar, and you let people vote with their plates?
Yeah.
How many would veer left to go to the turkey, and how many would veer over here to the right side of the room and get...
You'd have more on the right side.
I guarantee you would. But wait, but people don't want to insult, you know, whoever is preparing the meal.
Most of the people would be on the right side, and then they'd scamper over and get like a little tiny piece of turkey just so they don't offend anyone.
Right.
And then not eat it.
Just push it around, bury it under some
taters.
Yeah, or bury it under some linguine.